Continuing our Riverside Locker Room chat here on KNZA tonight, presented by Euler Law Office and MCOM. Pleased to be joined now by Cyclones boys coach, that is Tyler Herbster. Coach, it's been one of the better seasons, I would think, in school history for your team. You know, 16 wins currently with one game left on Friday at Hiawatha. You guys had the league championship in your grasp. You know, sometimes simply things just don't go the way. You know, Friday it started with Troy. Very good game atmosphere there, 73-64. Troy getting that win, and then, you know, Tuesday night, all it took was a win against Pleasant Ridge. You guys would have been the league champs, but the Rams came out and got it done, 59-52. So I'm sure the team, not sure exactly how the team is feeling, you know, maybe letting it slip away, but there's still so much to play for here as we get to a postseason, and you guys are sitting in a good spot with those 16 wins. But how would you just kind of assess this last week and just kind of how things, you know, shook up there at the top of the league standings?
Yeah, obviously a lot disappointed today, not winning the league after having that tough win against Valley Falls. But like I said, I look at these scores every week and it just seems crazy. This team has beat that team and this team has beat that team. And it's kind of been, seems like a pretty unbalanced, year as far as score goes. Even when I look at scores in the neighboring Big East and stuff like that, it's just, every week, every night, you don't know who's going to beat who. And, I thought, you know, against Troy and even against Pleasant Ridge, like, usually when we come out not playing, you know, when we have a slow start, we struggle. And I thought against Troy, we came out and had a good first 2 or 3 minutes and we looked like the better team. And then against Pleasant Ridge, we came out with a 5-0 lead and had a chance to go up 9-0. And usually, when we don't have that sluggish start, we usually do really well, and that carries over the rest of the game. But then it's kind of, you know, halfway through the first and halfway in, through the third. Like, so we came out and made our first 3 shots of the second half versus Pleasant Ridge. Kind of the same thing against Troy on Friday night. And we just seem like we're – Troy on Friday might have been – I mean, they shot the ball really well from the three-point line, but we also weren't getting out on shooters. It just seemed like we were back on our heels – playing defense all night and kind of chasing and running around. And but, you know, I was kind of hoping our boys would respond last night, and we just didn't.
You get Hiawatha on Friday to wrap up the regular season. You know, you go through this tough little stretch. There's still so much to play for. As we mentioned, you're setting yourself up in a pretty good spot here in the sub-state. But, you know, Hiawatha is a top-tier team. They have a chance to win the Big East coming up on Thursday night when they take on Silver Lake. But how do you kind of want to see this game play out? What do you want to see in terms of bouncing back with your team to close out the regular season on a high note and go in with some positive momentum next week when we get going in the postseason?
Yeah, just these last two games, it's like, oh, there's a basketball underneath our hoop, and we just haven't gotten any 50-50 balls since the second half of the Troy game. And it just seems like we do a great job getting an initial stop and a possession, and then every time we give them a second or third opportunity, it just feels like no matter what, that second or third, that second chance opportunity for the teams we're playing just seems to splash a three on us, or we foul them, or something doesn't go our way. So we just got to do a better job boxing out and getting 50-50 balls. If we don't keep Hiawatha's big guys off the glass, we're probably in for a long night. And, you know, I kind of hoping some other kids for us step up, where, you know, we are kind of hoping we got two sophomores that are playing varsity basketball that I was hoping not to depend a whole lot on. But at this point, you know, our starting point guard now isn't just a facilitator. We need him to go out there and score the basketball for us. Gavin Schoenfelder, who was playing JV basketball at the start of the year, it's almost like, hey, if you don't get 15 points and 10 rebounds this game, there's a chance that we're not going to win. So, I'm glad our sophomores are getting the experience, but, you know, we need some upperclassmen to lean on a little bit more as far as leadership goes, as far as, some glue guys. You know, I feel like right now everyone is just so worried about, they're not selfish kids, but they're just so worried about how they're playing in the moment. And, you know, if they turned it over, that we just don't have that, rock or that coach that's out on the floor kind of keeping everybody together and making sure things are going well for us. So it's getting kind of late in the season, but it'd be nice if somebody steps up there for us. And, like I said, if we do some little things, I feel like we have a really good chance in this game Friday.
There it is. Riverside boys basketball coach, that is Tyler Herbster joining us again. 16 wins, you know, they're going to finish league play at 8-2, and certainly still a lot to play for. They're sitting in a top four spot right now in the sub-state, but some things could shake up. It is pretty tightly contested towards the top, so we'll see how things shake out here in the next few days or so. As Riverside, they'll close out the regular season Friday at Hiawatha. We'll have it on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel as well. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. We'll do it one more time next week before the postseason.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.